More Amy and Sean.
1027
VGS.
Okay.
I know. Phenomenal.
We both got very lucky last week.
Yes.
Because neither of us thought we'd even remotely see anywhere near the Adele show.
No. Because it sold out 2 years ago.
And tickets were going for stupid expensive.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
And no, there was no radio tickets or anything. Like, we weren't, we didn't give tickets away.
No.
Like, it was just because it was sold out, didn't need to.
Yeah.
But we did get very, very lucky.
We got lucky. So our boss ended up driving up to Utah to pick up a dog from a shelter there.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only had tickets to the opening night, but also even better tickets for Saturday night.
Crazy.
So he's like, hey, you guys want to go? And we're like, yeah.
Cool. We'll make it work. Yeah.
So, okay, you went on Saturday with Mom. You mm-hmm. had better seats than I did, like significantly better seats.
Where were you at?
I was literally the last row, section 400, back against the wall.
So like where they put them in the front seat?
Okay, yeah. So, all right. We need a recap.
I honestly was thinking to myself that I wanted to go on and try to find those seats and try to buy them so that she would put us in the front.
Yes. So, okay. So here's the whole thing. First of all, Adele show out of 10. I mean, I'm giving it a 9.
I'm 10. I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know how. I am more of a like a fun concert goer.
Same.
like to stand and dance and scream and yell. So I'm like, I saw Chris Stapleton just sit down. You know, you sit down and you're right. It's like, it's great. Their voice, because you go for their voice.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if
it
was
passive. It's passive.
It's out of her voice is out of control. It's incredible.
Now, I would have given it 10. Did she use the T-shirt cannon on your night?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't work for us. So all of them fell apart. That's why I give it a 9. 10 for your night.
Yeah.
9 for mine. It's incredible. So, you know, you go in, you got this one piano dead center, and Adele eventually comes out and sings Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the first night especially, she is like choked up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And by the way, full recap at 1027vgs.com, because that's literally what I was doing the entire show, was mm-hmm. writing this. And luckily there was no one behind me, literally, to be able to see me on my phone the whole time. Mm-hmm. She was just so taken aback by, I think, finally being able to do the show after all this time. And there were people in the audience. I got a chance to talk to a couple of them. Sammy from the afternoon show, she talked mm-hmm. to some as well. People that were here during the cancellation that were PO'd.
Yeah.
That were totally bought back in mm-hmm. after watching that show.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of, when I was at the box office, people were getting really upset because they were faking tickets. They were getting scammed.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Gosh. But luckily that didn't happen to us. But I thought it was so cool. She sang One and Only. That was Patrick and I. We danced to that. That was our first dance.
Oh, wow.
And so I never in my wildest dreams thought I would ever be able to see her do that live.
Yeah.
And so that was probably my favorite part of the whole thing. But she was just phenomenal. And she's so funny, too.
She is. So it's half of it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then the other half is amazing music. But she legit had the place in stitches. Mm-hmm. She is a foul mouth.
Yeah, she is.
A girl after my own heart. Because I'll tell you something. She holds nothing back.
Right,
In the middle of Hello, she's like, I'm blanking myself.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this is not Celine. Different show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Amazing. The set fire to the rain scene.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So good. So
and her backup singers phenomenal. Are phenomenal too.
The band's phenomenal. All of a sudden you see like there's a wall of like two dozen strings.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, there's just a lot going on.
The production was great.
And then at the very end, when she disappears,
mm-hmm.
and I've watched this on Twitter a few times. So she's there, she's performing, everyone's like, wow, this is really great. And all of a sudden, she's like waving, and this is like the fourth confetti drop.
Seriously.
Our sincere condolences to whoever has to vacuum that place. Mm-hmm. At the end of
I know, I know. A lot of confetti. I still have some, not this purse, but my other bag that I had. It's like full of it because it just kept coming.
Yeah, I was so far back, we got no confetti.
Oh my gosh.
There was no confetti. But she's there, center stage. All of a sudden, this big dump of confetti falls right on her. And then the confetti clears and she's gone. Now, I get the view because I'm up, you know, in space watching this.
Yeah.
There's a trap door in the floor. So she falls through the trap door and it just looks like the confetti just made her disappear.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. They did a really, really great job. I see why she wanted it to be very, you know, perfect. And it was.
Yeah. Supposedly it was the screens. That was the thing. And there's these walls that are also screens. That was the thing she wanted that wasn't necessarily there, supposedly. Hmm. I don't know. But
I thought that that was really cool, too, that you could see just all the different angles and different, you know, from close up and far away. And it was just, she was great. It's Adele. I mean, the thing that's crazy is she sounds just like she sounds on the radio, you know? Yeah. It just, how... I don't know how she does it, but she was great. And all the things that I'm like, oh my gosh, she turned into a diva and all this stuff. I take everything
all back. Yep.
She was so good.
She had such an uphill climb to make there, by the way. And the fact that she did it, that should like prove to you how incredible that actually is. So she, here was the one of the seats. The seat that got sent was on the left side.
Right.
If you want to get upgraded to front row, it was section 406, row K, seat 620.
Oh, so, wow. I thought
so she'll do it on one side of
for
the,
some reason I thought
and then the next one she does the other side.
Because
there's the same bad seat
on both sides.
On equal sides.
Got
there.
You. Okay.
So yeah, that's by far the best seat in the house because you'll get a real cheap discount
if
and you get
you
the best seats.
Are rich and you sold your house for these tickets and were in the front. I mean, they were standing the whole time. The whole lower section was standing and dancing the whole time. They got a good show, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Adele's among the people, the whole thing. So if you're wondering how that whole thing would go, it went really well.
It went so good.
Adele owns this city.
Yep.
I think she's going to be here a lot longer than the first run.
Yeah,
too.
I think so too.
1027 BGS.